Delighted to be your host here today. You know, we're doing things week in and week out to make your life better, bringing you cutting-edge information, techniques, technologies, you name it, whatever we can find that's going to help put you in a place of being able to move through this life experience with greater grace and ease. As a matter of fact, we love it when we get you something that works and you can implement it quickly into your life, and then we hear you call in and say, yep, that was easy. We love it. So today, guess what? We are in for a big treat. We have a gentleman that is working with something called The Journey. And, of course, what have we heard how many times? Life is not a destination. It's a journey. So here we are going to learn about an amazing way to increase your quality of life, and just with wonderful, wonderful support, we have a gentleman, quite an interesting fella. His name is Skip Lackey, and you'll see how that name ties in beautifully to the work he does later on. And you talk about interesting gentlemen. Skip started his spiritual studies at the ripe old age of 10 years old, attending mind-body healing seminars, and he would be shocking the adults in the workshop with his intuitive accuracy. Oh, watch out for the kids, folks. A few years later, he found out and they discovered the art of acting, and in his teens, you know, it started performing all over the country. And then at 18, he did what we hear people talk about doing, but never do. Yeah, he ran away with the circus. He graduated from Clown College and started touring with Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And for him, it was realizing that in performing, he was able to channel his energies into a single moment. The work of Eckhart Tolle, be here now. Be in the moment now, and that brought him into that moment. Well, obviously, touring with the circus is thrilling, and yet Skip knew that there was so much more. He moved to New York to focus on the art of freely expressing emotions and how to be totally present within the realm of the human condition. I mean, this is a young man that is going for these high spiritual qualities. This is very interesting. And during his 25 years of exploration, he was working as an actor, writer, director, producer, and having appeared on Broadway and movies, TV. Well, Skip has always been studying and deepening his real passion about deep healing at a cellular level. I mean, foundational healing, complete and total healing of the body, which is like, don't we all want that? Yes. Well, because of his enthusiastic personality, his absolute love for life, and his devotion to helping others uncover the amazing healing potential we all share, a wonderful, wonderful individual, the founder of this thing called The Journey. Yes, a wonderful Brandon got into his life, Brandon Bayes, B-A-Y-S, and then Skip basically is now got so involved in this training, The Journey, that he is a representative and teacher, not just for his neighborhood, but for all of North America. I mean, so this is a thrill and a privilege to have him on the show. And he works with private clients. He teaches The Journey intensive workshops throughout North America. And it's a thrill for him because he gets to witness amazing transformations time and time again and healings almost on a daily basis. And his devotion to this potential that we all possess and the understanding that life happens, that we can create it powerfully, and that whatever we go through, whatever circumstances come our way, and however we may respond, there is healing, growth, and perfection in it all. Whew. Now, folks, in the midst of the craziness on the planet, and with the timing of 9/11, of all that destruction, I think it's just absolute perfect timing to have someone come to us like Skip and bring forth this pathway. So strap on your seatbelts and get out your notepads. We're going to have fun with Skip Lackey. Welcome, Skip.
Thank you, Kenneth. Thank you very much. I didn't, you know, it's funny because I don't really think of myself in a certain way of having done so much, and then I hear you read that, and I went, wow, I'd forgotten that I've, you know, it's just been a part of my own personal journey. As you keep moving forward, you kind of let go of the past, and so many things that you said were bringing up old memories just listening to that.
Ah, oh, wow. Well, you've certainly done something that is just of a profound nature in terms of your own personal experience. We're now hearing about indigo children or the violet or rainbow children or crystal children, different of the children coming in that have wonderful intuitive psychic abilities, and obviously you've been around longer than that trend or that that way of describing them, but it sounds like you came in with just so many wonderful intuitive and beautiful spiritual abilities.
Well, it was. I also had the good fortune of being born into a family where my mother, who had been a nurse, was raised Catholic. But she had, back in the '60s, when I was young, found astrology and then brought meditation and yoga into our home when I was pretty young, in my early years, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. So I was actually fortunate enough to be raised with parents who were conscious and who were, well, I would say I had one parent that was very conscious. My dad, a little bit different story that I've had to deal with a lot of the pain that got brought up through childhood, which we all have, that pain, but it made a big difference in my life because I got introduced to some things and was, told that it was okay to be experiencing what I was experiencing as opposed to being negated. And, you know, Kenneth, when you speak about indigo kids and crystal kids and the children that are being born now, I've got three children of my own, and I watch them so much more open to express their feelings and their thoughts. And not just my children, who I believe I'm trying to raise in a very conscious way, but other kids too. They're coming in much more aware than it feels like our generation was really able to do, because it's a different world. I mean, you know, post 9/11, things have shifted, and there's a big energy shift that's been happening, especially these last 10 years. And I was in New York City when 9/11 happened and watched the trade centers fall and lost some friends in that, and it was a real turning point in so many different ways. So when you mentioned that, it really took me back. Remembering that you know, we're around that ninth anniversary of when that happened, that this is actually being recorded, and so many memories, and so much has shifted in our world with everything that's been going on. It feels like that was the catalyst for this big next push of energy to come through, so we can all kind of ride that wave, so to speak.
Yes, yes, and And I guess when we talk about riding the wave, if you just think about surfers, you see some people out there, and when they've acquired the skills, what a fabulous time it is to get on a surfboard and ride those waves. And but without having some of those skills, there's a lot of people that are just drinking a lot of seawater and coughing and choking, metaphorically speaking, of some of our struggles in life, which kind of brings me to asking you about this wonderful thing in your life, the journey. You know, what is it? How did it, you know, come into being?
Oh, well, you know, Brandon Bays, who you mentioned, who is my dear friend of 25 years. I met her at a personal growth workshop when I was 23. It was actually Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins' very first workshop on the East Coast when he was 24 years old. And I just happened to meet her there, and we became instant friends. You know, when you meet somebody and you really just feel that instant pull and you know that you know them. And that's the way it was with Brandon. And I watched her just really blossom, and she became somebody who was presenting for Tony Robbins, and she developed this tumor that pretty quickly, and she was teaching health and wellness at the time for Tony, and this tumor expanded very quickly and became the size of about a small basketball. I know it's kind of hard to believe that. But in about 8 weeks' time, the tumor went from being very small and just where the point where she knew something was going on to the point where it was, crushing your inner organs. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and I had been involved with all kinds of other modalities, from NLP to hypnotherapy, and I've been studying nutrition. And, you know, we had really good luck with different people having healing from different issues. And Brandon formed a little group of us around her that were into different healing modalities, and asked us to really, you know, see if we could create a protocol and really help her on her healing path. And she had this spontaneous experience where she was able to dive right into the core of some old buried deep emotions at the cellular level. And at that point, there was really no talk about cellular healing. Nobody really knew what it was. And Deepak Chopra had just come out with one of his first books called Quantum Healing, which was about the only information that was out there at that time that was really public from an explanation standpoint of how cellular healing may or may not work. It was all theory at that point. And I watched Brandon in about 3.5 weeks go from having a basketball-sized tumor in her belly to it being completely gone, and got her the doctor's appointment to have ultrasound so that they could do a checkup on her, because my son was being born at that time. And I'd had some complications with his birth, and I had traveled out to L.A. to be with Brandon to help her from New York. And I witnessed this, and it was amazing, because what she said she experienced was this self-guided thing where she learned how to trust her body intelligence at such a deep level, and she quit doubting from the level of mind, went right into the core of her greatest fear, and there was a root core cell memory that she was able to release. And once she did, within 3.5 weeks, her body went from, you know, like I said, this basketball-sized tumor to being completely tumor-free, no drugs, no surgery, just releasing this stored trauma that had been kept at a cellular level in her body. And I witnessed it. I watched it. It was like, wow, this is absolutely incredible. And 3 months later, when my son was getting ready to be born, his mother's water broke halfway through the pregnancy. The doctor said, look, this pregnancy is over. This birth needs to be terminated, because there's no way this baby is big enough to last outside the womb for any length of time whatsoever. So let's go ahead and have an abortion. And I had just watched Brandon go through a cellular healing, and I said to the doctors, I said, wait a second. Has it ever happened before where these membranes have healed over, her water broke? And they said, well, we've read about it. We've never seen it. And yes, it has, but please, please don't put any faith in this. And I said, well, hang on one second, not telling him what my background was. And I said, is it possible for it to happen? And they said, well, it might be. And I said, what's the percentage, the chance of it being possible? And they said, at best, less than half of 1%. And I said, all right, we'll take those odds. If it can happen physiologically, we'll take the odds. Because I watched Brandon heal from a tumor that her doctor had told her that they had never seen somebody heal from a tumor that big without drugs or surgery. And this was just 3 months before. Got on the phone, called up Brandon, tell me again what you experienced. And I walked my wife through this experience in the hospital. And within less than 12 hours, we had an ultrasound. The membranes had healed themselves over, where the gentleman who was doing the ultrasound turned to the doctor and said, I thought you said her membranes were ruptured. They're not ruptured. And the doctor turned to me and said, you saw the fluid pour out onto the bed. And he was trying to get confirmation. I said, yep, I did see it. And this is what's here now. So let's focus on that. He lasted another month in the womb until he was 26 weeks, almost 27 weeks, born pound 12 ounces. They told us he'd be in and out of the hospital, would have all kinds of physiological issues to deal with, from possibly cerebral palsy to brain bleeds to partial blindness. To he is now turning 17. He has zero issues whatsoever. And I really owe that to Brandon by holding out the possibility of what can happen at a deep cellular level when you get right to the core memory, which I did with my wife just as she had done with herself. So now that kind of come full circle all these years later, what Brandon has done pretty quickly right after she had her own healing experience is she sat down and formulated a step-by-step roadmap. You know, and you mentioned the term, you're looking for the cutting-edge technologies. I've had so many people say, this is almost like a technology of getting to opening up to trust your body wisdom, your body intelligence, because the body has, it's a healing machine. It fixes the body all the time when we get out of the way of letting it happen. And she came up with this step-by-step roadmap, which allows each and every one of us to have the potential of getting to the root core of any cell memory that might be blocking the way of the body being able to do what it does naturally, removing that and healing that through this deep levels of forgiveness and trusting body awareness, and then amazing things happen when we open up into this place of freedom within. And for me, you know, as you said, I've watched people, I have my son to be thankful for. I've had back problems myself from when I was in the circus and had an accident in the circus. I had chronic neck problems. One process of getting to a root core memory of my childhood, near-drowning experience that got stored in my neck, the constant pain went away because the chiropractors, the doctors, the kinesiologists would say, Skip, I see you're in pain. There's nothing physiological that should be creating this pain. I don't know what to tell you. So I was managing the pain for years until I got to this memory. Boom, pain gone. I worked with people with brain tumors, allergies, eczema, have warts fall off within days of them realizing where that virus, why that virus was hanging on and showing up in that way. It is absolutely incredible what your spirit, what your body, what your whole being can accomplish when we fully just give ourselves over to the fact that there's something out there. There's an energy, there's an awareness, there's a quantum field that we're not tapping into to be able to benefit from. And I know I'm speaking to the choir, Kenneth, when I talk about this, because I know you're hearing these stories all the time with everybody that you're interviewing. And you know, this has completely changed my life. And when it did, I dedicated my life and my path to leaving the arts that I was doing for years and focusing in on sharing the potential of healing with every single person that is willing to go to this level to seek a technology, a roadmap, a journey, their own journey, to be able to get to the root core of what the cell memories that are stored in their body to be able to heal and clear them.
Wow. Now, I know we're going to want to have people find a way to view more about what you're talking about. And can we give out the website?
Absolutely. We're in 30 countries and over 30 languages with over 1 million people who have experienced this work. So there are two websites. If you want to go to the worldwide website, that's thejourney.com, thejourney.com. And specifically for those people in North America, our site has been kind of tweaked a little bit. It's different from the worldwide site. And so if you go to thejourneyusa.com, that'll give people a direct link to our website that has the information that's there. And there are testimonials and articles and some videos that are up there. There's a link to some beautiful videos that some filmmakers have made actually about wanting to give back as they've watched these healings happen. Because the idea about this is, you know, in talking about cellular healing, it sounds a little esoteric. And it's like, how do you really tell people that you get in touch with their infinite body wisdom and you're able to tap into that? I can say that, but what does that really mean for people that are out there listening to this? And so what they did was they've gone back in, a number of people have created videos of talking to people who have had experiences with it, hoping that their passion and their stories of what they've been able to accomplish with this would move people to start down this journey or this path of recognizing that your emotions, which have gotten a bad rap over the years, emotions are just now, the last few years, people have been starting to really talk about their emotions. Your emotions are the gateway to your soul, which is the gateway to wholeness and healing and real freedom. And as you said, you know, we use that metaphor of riding the wave. Once you understand what your emotions are, we have these waves of this energy that we call emotion, because if you really look at emotion, the word emotion, it's just energy in motion. It's this energy, and you can let that energy of that emotion crash down upon you like a wave would be and keep you in turmoil and throw you underneath, and you feel like you're drowning in it. And or you can learn that there are step-by-step kind of awarenesses you can have as each emotion comes up to feel it fully and completely and ride that emotion and embrace it in a way where it can be your best friend and actually the doorway and the gateway to having joy and freedom and wholeness and healing in our lives. And, you know, as an actor, when I was studying how and really trying to figure out what that emotion was, because I had been blocked from traumas that had happened in my own childhood, issues with my father and things that happened to me growing up. And really what ended up happening was when I recognized that there was this path, and if I just allowed myself to feel it, move through it, as life happens, which it does, it happens and it can crash down upon you and you still can come out from underneath the curl of that wave and to be able to ride it in a way where you're in control of the direction that you're going and even as life happens and not having it crash down upon you. And, you know, as we were talking about earlier, it can disorient you and you find yourself not being able to breathe in life and not being able to get on top of things. And that's what the journey has given me. And I know that it really gives that to so many other people that are walking this path. So thejourney.com, thejourneyusa.com, there's a lot of information there about what we have on offer.
Wow, that's excellent. I just want to pause for a moment to remind you, check that out, folks, because you have challenges. We all do. Welcome to the School of Life. This isn't the planet of perfection. This is a learning academy, and so we have stuff. And it's so wonderful to go to better schools. I say the quality of your life has a lot to do with the quality of your teachers and coaches. And now we're getting exposed to something really, really amazing. And my invitation is that we don't have to fully understand how all of this works, but to be able to be willing to check into it. Just like the sponsor of our program, AdvancedLiving.com, the home of the comfort clock. We take a plain digital clock, add technology to it. When it's plugged in, it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room and bring powerful, wonderful, healing, calm, soothing energies. So there's a lot we don't fully understand at an intellectual level, but we can make use of it to our advantage. So I invite you to visit advancedliving.com, learn more about that, and of course, as we get back here to our discussion with Skip, to check in on how we can sort through some of these things that are so mysterious on the surface and begin to discover that Skip and Brandon Bays have created a path or give us a path that we can follow that would be easy. Like I'm kind of wondering, Skip, you know, here's this idea of clearing some emotions, and so I can imagine some of my listeners out there visualizing a room of people crying and screaming and yelling, expressing all these emotions, and I'm going, I don't think that's what the journey's like.
No, it's not. It's not. I'll be honest with you. There are some times when strong emotion can come up, but we're not dealing with the old paradigm of recreating old story and staying stuck in story, because, you know, to a certain extent, you know, that's a therapeutic type of release, and it's not what we do. We take the energy of the emotion and let you feel the energy that's there, that's behind it, and allow yourself to feel that energy, which is actually, it's where, that's the part of that, of your whole being, where when you release that stored energy that's all throughout your body, that's what actually does part of the healing. So it's not about, you know, maybe tears might come, some anger might come, but it's not about screaming it out or doing anything. It's about feeling the energetic value that you've placed on it, holding on to it, and letting it kind of, what do I want to say, devour you from the inside up. And it wakes up your entire body. It wakes up your body at the cellular level. It, what we've recognized on a scientific level and all kinds of science now is really coming behind this work, which, as you said, there are things that we don't know. We didn't know how this worked at the beginning. And science has kind of come back behind and said, there are several cellular biologists. One, Candace Pert, who wrote a book called The Molecules of Emotion, and another gentleman by the name of Dr. Bruce Lipton, who has written a book called The Biology of Belief, and he talks about how cells work, where they have these cell receptors that get blocked by what they both refer to as neuropeptides. They're basically little proteins that your body creates, the chemical responses that tell your cell what to do. And so what we're really doing is we're releasing the stored neuropeptides from the cell receptors so that the cells can more easily start to communicate with each other. And the way it's done is through the emotion, the energy that's placed in the emotion, as opposed to just feeling about it and getting stuck in story. We release this energy and it wakes up the cells and it spits out those neuropeptides that are blocking the cells from being able to communicate so that the cells can go about their own natural rhythm, and they can be open to, as you are feeling new emotions, having those proper neuropeptides tell the cells what they need to be going and doing. So science, there's lots of science now that backs this up. And again, like you said, is it about the emotion? Yes and no. It's not about story that we attach to it. And we all have a story that we've attached to it and play that victim and blame game. This is about saying, that's not what this is. Feel the emotion. Let it come and go right into the core of it, embrace it. And what we find is, which this sets the work apart, there's a lot of emotional release work that's out there. It's what makes the journey really work at the core level and puts it apart from a lot of the other modalities, is that if you feel what your greatest fear is or what you're most fearful of, and you move through these emotions and you keep feeling what's beneath that and what's beneath that and what's beneath that, what we find is, universally, worldwide, no matter what language, no matter how old, you open up into this place inside yourself that we've been searching for our whole lives, which is pure freedom. It's joy. It's bliss. It's truth. It's that universal energy, God, whatever you want to call it. And everybody's got a different name for it. But you open up into that place, and when you can start to listen to the wisdom that comes from inside each one of us, and you start to get your own answers for these things that are there, that part of you is what says, now this is what you need to be looking at and letting go of. This is where the real, true healing is. Put your attention here. Move through this. Forgive this person for this issue that is the root core of the block. And it's amazing what comes from that. It is amazing what comes from this opening that happens from that place, as opposed to thinking you know or conceptualizing it. We don't. The mind is just regurgitating all old information. It's really from doing it from your source, from your essence, from that inner truth that we all have. So I always like to make it really clear. It's not something that Brandon does or that I do or somebody who's trained in this as a practitioner. All we really do Kenneth, is ask questions, knowing that each individual knows what their path is at a deeper level beyond the level of the mind. And we get them to trust, and then it's up to them to follow the wisdom that they're being given from their internal body wisdom. And I do this work with my 3-year-old little girl. She does full-blown journey processes, and I've worked with 94-year-old people. I've worked in, you know, through translators. Universally, we all have the same experience, and I think it's part of the human condition of holding on to past traumas, just what the body does. And Brandon has really just got this roadmap that says, when you're feeling this, when this is experienced, if you do X, Y, and Z, you'll be able to release it. And the process, the core process that we teach that is shared all over the world is in the book, her book called The Journey. And it's in certain bookstores. Amazon has it, all the bookstores. But I really, if somebody is resonating with it, one of your listeners is resonating, pick up the book. Read through it, because I promise you, if you hear the way that she describes what her own personal journey is, I would imagine that a number of your listeners have already experienced aspects of it in their own life in certain ways. And that's why it works, is because it's something that we all do, and people will resonate with the fact of, oh yeah, I've been there. I've had part of that experience. I know what that is. I've tasted it, and I want more. And even if you can't get the book or it's not there, you had mentioned earlier, Kenneth, about the website. I want to share with everybody that at our website, not at the worldwide website, but at the USA, JourneyUSA.com, there's a little icon that says New Beginnings Cleanse. If people click on that, they can then have free access to 10.5 hours of free webinars by myself, by Brandon, by her husband Kevin, by my wife Christine. We talk about all kinds of different issues, and there's process work with each little webinar, and it's offered for free. It's an 8-day kind of an overview cleanse of the mind, body, spirit. It's a great free gift that your listeners can all go sign up for, and it's free. You don't have to do anything other than you kind of put your email address in, and we send you a link to the page. So I really want to offer that. If anybody's resonating with what I'm speaking about, go listen to this and have a direct experience in each one of them of what we're talking about.
Wow. I want to just compliment you, because you hadn't mentioned it, but you have to be familiar to some extent with the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, right?
Absolutely.
And yes. To me, that... folks, I think something that is so profound is that that movie basically describes that anytime we go through any emotional experience, love, hate, anything in between, whatever it is, the body releases particular chemicals that correspond to those emotions, and then those particular chemicals go to receptor sites on our cells, as you were mentioning earlier. And then over a period of time, whatever emotions tend to predominate, it's just like the cells say, oh, well, get ready for more of this particular chemical, because we've seen a bunch of that in the past, and there's likely to be more coming in, so it creates more of these receptor sites, and pretty soon, if someone has long-term stress or grief or pain or whatever, then they're conditioned at a cellular level to anticipate that, and actually, if I'm understanding, become addicted to that, because the cells then crave that, because they're already programmed or conditioned to have that. Is that in the ballpark at all?
Absolutely. And what you're talking about, which is what the movie What the Bleep was kind of founded on, came from Dr. Candace Pert, who wrote that book, The Molecules of Emotion. And she had gotten her doctorate from Johns Hopkins with that. She, you know, literally is one of the people that supports and recommends the journey, saying it'll help millions of people around the world from a physical and a spiritual level wake up to what's possible. And that all came from her research that, it changed the way that we look at this, at the cellular biology. And it's, you're explaining it exactly. And again, when we first started this, we knew it worked. We didn't know why it worked, and we couldn't explain it from, you know, to somebody that says, you know what, I need evidence. And now, science, there's tons of it. There's tons of it that have been coming from Chopra, who's an endocrinologist, and Candace Pert and Bruce Lipton. All, you know, they're all studying the cell at the core level and how that works, and the environment really makes a huge difference. Bruce Lipton, who's a cellular biologist, says that 95% of your genetic structure can be changed by your thoughts and your emotions. That what we get passed down on a genetic level is not necessarily the blueprint that we have to keep for the rest of our lives, that we can shift it and change it. And he explains in his book and in his work exactly how it happens on a scientific level, how cells mutate, what they do, and how it works because of the neuropeptides and the emotions are changing the chemical response that literally go in and change the structure of a cell at the level of DNA.
Mm.
It is
powerful.
So exciting. It is so exciting what science is discovering. And I think over the next 5 to 10 years, as this, you know, and I hate to even refer to it as this alternative movement continues to strengthen, which it has. I mean, you see more and more people looking outside the traditional form of treatment. I like to refer to it as complementary as opposed to alternative, because for me, alternative can refer to this or that. And I'm not here to say that any method is better, because if somebody believes in, you know, chemotherapy and they believe in doing it this way and that way, if they really fully believe in it, they are releasing the chemicals necessary for the body to do what it needs to do. So it's about recognizing that there are many paths, and so let's look at all this as a complement. What can we do to complement somebody on their healing path, whether it be depression, anxiety, levels of fear, not feeling good enough, or something along the lines of allergies, skin problems, you know, even going to cancer and tumors. It's all the same thing. It's, you know, body being out of balance. So how do we get that awareness and get the body feeling better and producing the proper chemicals so that it feels like it can do what it needs to do?
Yeah. Well, something that was interesting, I was just thinking as you were describing some of that about when we talk about complementary or alternative, there's a term that I kind of like, which is a new learning or revelation, something being revealed, an awareness that the cells didn't start acting this way only recently. This is a part of how this mechanism, our body functions, and we're now getting the knowledge at a deeper level, and basically it's kind of like if you go to sit down at a computer and you open the training manual and you discover that half the pages are blank, it's going to be a whole lot harder to operate the computer. Because you got a lot of missing information, and when you get more complete information, any software program with the right information becomes easy to do. I was laughing in my mind a little bit thinking of lack of information. I was picturing a car, with the tires flat and having a very difficult time moving, and then a breakthrough discovery that people had forgotten or hadn't learned. Well, there's a valve that you can put air in them, and when you inflate the tires, the whole journey gets so much easier. But if you don't know to do that, then you go through life with flat tires, struggling every mile down the road. So, geez, this is wonderful, Skip.
Absolutely. It's a perfect metaphor, Kenneth, and it's like the same thing of, and I believe what ends up happening to people is, you know, they get this body, and it's like a car, and which is filled with gas, and it's filled with oil, and everything that you need at the beginning when you drive it off the lot, and as time goes on, you know, things start to wear out, and if we're not maintaining that, the oil gets dirty, you know, the fuel tank gets dirty, the tires get worn out, and we need to constantly be going back and looking and saying, okay, how can I support the body? How can I support my being? How can I continue to, you know, cleanse, empty out on a physical, on an emotional, and keeping that awareness of a spiritual awareness too, of a connection to something greater than ourselves, to where arrogance doesn't show up, that we rest in humility and gratitude. And I want to be really clear with your listeners, is where I sit is, this is not about just saying positive affirmations and thinking that that's enough. This is about being willing to get down to the nitty gritty of what's really there and being totally honest, totally authentic, and totally in truth with whatever that means for you. And it's different for each one of us, but it's about authenticity of saying what's really here as opposed to just pretending that things aren't happening, because we can pretend all we want, but truth is truth. And when we're not resting in that, we're not being willing to stop all the doing and just be for a little bit, you know, things get worn out. And that's, I think that's more than anything else, that's what this is, you know, what the question that oftentimes I ask people who come to our workshop and we work with is, they're feeling something. They're going through a life traumatic experience, or going through they've lost their job, they've lost a relationship, somebody in their life might have died, or they've lost trust, they've been betrayed, any number of these things. Is to fully move through this and to feel what's in front of you, what would you have to risk facing? What would you have to risk feeling in order to embrace what's really there that needs to be looked at and moved through? You know, because what we've recognized is people come up against certain emotions that scare the holy bejesus out of them, and they don't know what to do with it, so they get sleepy and they act like it doesn't matter, or they try to pretend everything's okay. And deep down, this emotion is eating away, and it's there, and you're pushing it down, and it gets at a deeper cellular level, and it's doing damage, because we're not just willing to stop, turn, and face the emotion and let it all come. Because once that emotion does fully come, it goes. It's like a little child that wants your attention. And those of us who've been parents or aunts or uncles who've been around kids, have you ever had that little child that runs into the room and they're like, Daddy, 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 and they want your attention, you're busy, and just not now, honey, not now. Daddy, 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 and they just keep pulling at your leg. And finally, when you just, you know, what is it? And then they show you this beautiful little picture that they've drawn and said, I just want to tell you I love you, and they give it to you, and they go away. You know, it's they just need that little bit of attention. But when we don't give that child that attention, they keep there, and it becomes nagging and nagging and nagging, and we block it out, blank it out. And this is what Brandon writes about in her book. She said, I did that. All the awarenesses she had, she said, I fell into the trap of not paying attention to what my body was telling me, what my spirit was telling me, what my source was telling me, and it showed up in the form of a huge tumor that said, great, okay, you're not going to pay attention? I'm going to make you pay attention. I'm going to make you stop. Yeah, I mean, this is what we realize, that people that come to the work, almost universally, we go, okay, what's going on in your life? And they go, well, you know, I'm okay, or this, that, the other thing. When you just dig or chip away at the little veneer of the story that we all want to believe is true, and then you go, oh, okay, that's what happened over the last year or 2 years, or this has been building. And we find that, you know, you get to your 40s and your 50s oftentimes, and you've got all this crap that's been built up behind it. It's like the dam breaks, and it kind of overwhelms you. We don't know what to do. So
yeah,
this is a real simple thing.
Carrying baggage was a high-paying job, you know, Skip.
It is.
With all the baggage people have, and that's become kind of like a joke in dating. Okay, well, it's nice to meet you and your baggage too.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, it's like, and in relationships, you're right, Kenneth. We look at the other person's baggage and you go, okay, they had some abuse. They were the oldest child, or they were the baby in the family. You know, okay, they were this, or maybe there was, you know, they have a previous relationship. And the older we get, the more and more baggage somebody gets. But it's like, okay, I've dealt with that baggage before, and okay, I know how to deal with that. And yeah, I'm okay with that. But this one, oh, that's a no-go area if they're doing that. And, you know, we all have it. And I'm not saying go ahead.
I have a question about the training, because this, from my studies, has some profound implications of the work you're doing, and I wanted to to check in because and see if I'm understanding correctly. Are you saying that if we can get in touch with our feelings and be guided to do that and to really get in touch with our true feelings, not something that we've been trained to over the years, because most of us haven't had an extensive training on what is it like to feel genuine feelings.
Right.
And I know sometimes if you ask someone just playfully, okay, show me your angry face or show me your sad face or whatever, and you look at them, sometimes you're going, well, that doesn't look angry or sad. They may not be connecting to feelings. They're doing some interpretation of it, but they may not be actually connected to it genuinely. And what I'm curious is some of this work a rapid ability for us to actually accurately connect to what we're feeling and then use that connection to release the energies that have been blocking the and held in the cells that are now causing some form of dis-ease or disease within us.
Well, the question is kind of twofold. One is different people feel emotions differently. Depending on whether you're more of a mind-oriented person or a body, kind of a body type, or you're an emotion point, you know, the mind points we kind of disassociate, and I'm a mind point, so I understand this. The mind points disassociate from the feelings. They don't want to feel fear, so they kind of block it off, or they've kind of removed themselves. And even though if a body point or somebody who's an emotion point who lives life through their emotions or lives life through trying to protect their body and control things, they go, oh, I feel it, in, you know, intensely. And why is it some people seem that everything that happens is they're emoting at the drop of a hat? You know, I can watch those people from a mind type standpoint and go, well, I'm feeling it. I just don't feel it like that. So I really want to be very clear and say that everybody has a little different method of doing it. And even though you might not think that they're feeling it at that deep level, they may be feeling it what's appropriate for them. Now, to go one step further in that, to really agree with what you were saying, Kenneth, is a lot of us wear the mask. They wear the mask of, oh, I know how to act angry. I know how to act sad or act hurt. And it is a conditioned response that we give so that everybody else doesn't, we're not truly vulnerable, so to speak, to everybody else. This is so far different than that, because what we've recognized is, you know, when somebody's feeling it, and when you're connected to that truth inside and when they're connected to truth, and what we do is we teach people how to hold our friends, our family. We have a whole practitioner program. We have doctors and psychologists or moms and dads and plumbers and truck drivers that can learn how to do this, because everybody can. We hold people to a high standard of what truth is. And truth is clear. And when it's happening, you go, okay, yes, my whole being says that's truth. That's what's right for that person. And in being able to recognize it at that deep level, from that level of their source and from truth, not just saying, oh, we're going to feel emotions. It's much more, how do I say this? It's at a deeper level, right, that people are willing to work like this. Because we say, you know what, go out and do everything else and try everything else, because somehow dealing with your emotions seems so simplistic, and yet it's the final stop. We say, go out and do everything else, and when it's not working, then come back and see us, because you really need to be able to be a little fearless to stop and face your greatest fear. And it sounds, you know, some people go, my emotions, no, I'm not going there. And I've worked really hard to put those away. I've buried those in that trunk that you were talking about earlier, which is the baggage that people carry, and they're not willing to look at it, and it festers over time. But when you're willing, and I know everybody can benefit from this, and yet not everybody's willing to go to the depth that we go to experience full freedom. Brandon and her husband Kevin have just written a new book that's getting ready to come out too, called Consciousness, the New Currency. And I actually, you know, said that one day when we were having lunch, and they went, you know what, that's the name of the new book. Because I recognize that once you wake up, once you have an awareness, this ability to recognize what truth is, no matter what happens to the body, no matter what happens in life, whether you lose a relationship or a job or any of those other things, nobody can ever take that consciousness away from you once you wake up. And it's something you carry with you until your last breath in this body. And it is a gold standard, because no matter what happens, that which you truly are at the core of your being remains untouched. Your truth can never be taken away from you. And it's such a gift. And that's what we're trying to do, is wake people up to the truth of who you really are, beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the thoughts, beyond the trauma, beyond the history. It's not who you really are. There's a perfection that's there that people get to really recognize, and that's where the wake-up call comes from.
Okay. Now, to me, I'm sitting here going, oh, wow. I feel like the Pavlov's dog that you've been ringing the bell, because I'm over here. I got to do this. Yeah.
It is for sure.
I mean, and we hear this new beginnings, where you can go to the website, thejourneyusa.com, and on the left-hand column there, the New Beginnings Cleanse recordings for free. Do you have a pathway that you recommend for getting started with that? Is it like an hour a day or a half hour or something to help guide people into this? Because what I'm looking at is a gentle, easy pathway into this. You have workshops that they can click on, the Journey workshops, and something for free to kind of give people a taste of this, I'm guessing. And also, I would suspect probably some people would even have healings from doing the 10 hours of free webinars that you're offering.
We had about 25. I put it out. I really wanted to offer something up to the people in our database, you know, that have contacted us and have requested information. And I wanted to offer it up and give a gift back for all the energy that we receive from the people who are doing the work and are graduates of our workshops. So originally I was just going to do a little call that was going to do some vision questing for the new year. And then I thought, oh, you know what, let's do a couple of nights, and a few people could start on a little light cleanse to kind of cleanse the body after the Christmas and New Year's kind of debauchery that we all kind of go through, and to cleanse the emotions of being with family at Christmas. How many of us through the holidays have to deal with the old stuff and we get triggered? So I thought, okay, we'll do this for the grads. And then it turned into somebody in our office said, oh, let me talk about this. And, oh, maybe we can get Kevin and Brandon to come on. Well, we had 2,500 people sign up in for this, you know, to participate every night for 8 days. So what we've got is, if you're being called, there are several things that you can kind of figure out what might work for you. One is, if you'd like to learn a little bit more and like to hear it from the horse's mouth, there's a video that you can click on in the upper right-hand corner of every page of the Journey that says, you know, receive a video of Brandon talking about it. It's about 17 minutes. You can go and just kind of listen and see if you resonate more, because that's what's really important. Are you resonating? Like you were saying, Kenneth, you're like Pavlov's dogs, just chomping at the mouth going, oh, I'd like to do this. And then if you feel called, grab the book. We have a book special there. For the book's normally $14 and another one's $23. We're offering both books to get the workout and to share what's possible for just $20. I mean, it's a great deal of getting two books that we can send to you. Then if they want to dive in and they want to experience some of the work, we do have that 8-day cleanse, that New Beginnings cleanse. I started off kind of lay the groundwork, do a little process there, and they're anywhere between, say, 50 minutes and an hour and 15. I know that Brandon and Kevin's are about an hour and 20 or an hour and 30. But you just, you know, sit down, and if you could do it on a daily basis, if you go down to the bottom of the page of New Beginnings Cleanse, when it talks about it on our website, you'll see tons of the testimonials. We have people that lost weight, that moved through trauma, that let go of beliefs, old limiting beliefs and vows, and things around what's going on with the economy. A little taste of Brandon and Kevin's new book, Consciousness of the New Currency, is actually on Brandon's page. And Kevin, they both talk a little bit when I host their nights. Brandon does a goal setting thing, which is beautiful, to do a little clearing and look at what you want, how we can start to manifest more abundance in our life from that cellular level, and not just kind of talking about the affirmations and putting it out there, like a lot of other people talking about abundance work. This really goes and says, what are the silent saboteurs that are, even though we're saying, oh, I want this in my life, what is that part of us that's going, eh, you don't deserve that. Who do you think you are? Because those are those little silent saboteurs that rip the rug out from underneath us when we're going for what we really want. So it's a method of how to do that. So I would suggest, if you possibly can, saying, you know, I'm going to spend the next 8 days, and my practice every day is going to spend an hour to an hour and 20 minutes listening to each day one of these little webinars, watching it, and then really recognizing the change and the shifts that start to happen over that 8 days and beyond. And then about 30 days out, look back and say, ooh, I've been doing this process work. I may or may not have realized what the benefit was. And now that I'm looking back 30 days, after I finished it, then do a little check-in with yourself and reevaluate the shifts and changes that have happened to you in your life. And I promise you, you'll notice lots of shifts and changes.
Wow.
And if somebody wants to come, we have the Journey Intensive Workshop. We give you a direct experience of teaching you, not only giving you the experience of how to do it, but our mission is to train people that this simple step-by-step roadmap, this technology, can be offered. Once you learn it and go through it directly, you can then take it out and do this with your friends and your family. And so we've got, this fall, I think we have about 8 or 9 of our foundational workshop that we call a Journey Intensive. I'm going to be in Colorado. I'm specifically going to be teaching just up in Longmont, the end of October, first of November. But we're in Ottawa, Ontario, Vancouver, BC, Calgary. We're going to be here in Central Colorado, in Detroit, in New Jersey, just outside of New York City, Toronto. We're working with the Aboriginal folks up in Saskatchewan and Labrador, the Aboriginal Indians up in Canada have just completely embraced the work from the traumas that they've experienced, and they keep calling us saying, please bring it here, bring it there. We're going up to the Arctic Circle. We're in remote communities in Labrador which have high suicide rates and depression rates, and these chiefs are bringing us to these areas. The UN's using the work. In Africa, we have orphanages and prisons and hospitals and addiction centers that we work with. We have about 4,000 practitioners around the globe.
Oh my gosh, Skip, this is so amazing. I'm realizing we're at the end of an hour, and I feel like we're 5 minutes into it, and I'm thirsting for more. We've got to, when we can, invite you to come back on the show and describe this in more detail. Would you be willing to do that?
I would love to do that, and I would love to even share with you something I haven't even talked about, which is we've got this new leadership work that we've just taken the same technology, changed the dialogue on how we can all rid ourselves of the cell memories that stop us from being leaders. And this is a new thing that we just launched a year and a half ago, which has been huge for people to recognize we're all leaders and we can all be out there speaking from our place and our truth and affecting and taking our vision out to others in such a deep, effective way. I would love to come back. I'd love this. And you're right. This hour has just flown by.
Well, it's the quality of stuff. My beloved listeners, go visit his website, thejourneyusa.com. And we will keep you posted on this when Skip will be back on the program. So keep looking at bbsradio.com for our Advanced Living show. And Skip, thank you for taking time. God bless you for your work. And my beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in every week. I just wish you all manner of good health. And until we meet again, I say God bless and goodbye for now. Let go of God. Let myself, you feel me.